This is what's trending today. During Thursday night's Republican presidential debate, candidates Ted Cruz and Donald Trump argued about New York values. Cruz appealed to conservative Republican voters that Trump, a New Yorker, would not be a good candidate. He said, "Everyone understands that the values in New York City are socially liberal and pro-abortion and pro-gay marriage." Trump replied that after the terrorist attacks of September 11th, the people in New York fought and fought and fought, and we saw more death, even the smell of death, and we rebuilt downtown Manhattan. And everyone in the world watched and loved New York and New Yorkers. And then Trump added, "I'll tell you, that was a very insulting statement that Ted made." Most of the people on Twitter and Facebook seemed to agree. On Friday, the top trending hashtag on Twitter was #NewYorkValues. People wrote about what New York values mean to them. The New York Daily News, known for its colorful headlines, responded to Cruz's comment with "Drop Dead, Ted" on its front page. Like Trump, many people mentioned the city's resiliency after September 11th. Other people wrote about the diversity and cultural awareness in New York. Some people wrote about small acts of kindness, like returning a wallet found in a taxi, or helping people find their way in a complicated subway. Some pledged their allegiance to the various sports teams in New York, like the Yankees and Mets, along with popular food items like pizza and bagels that New Yorkers love to tout. Others tweeted about a different kind of value, about how many things in New York are expensive. But with the current drop in prices on the stock market in New York, another person said, there actually are values in New York. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedell.